Mayor Al Dwyer officially stepped down Monday night. Dwyer suffered a stroke last year, and in the face of ongoing health problems, late this summer he announced his plans to resign. As Dwyer leaves office, Petersburg area residents are poised to vote on whether to form a Petersburg borough. The ongoing and sometimes acrimonious debate over that issue and others in the past prompted Dwyer to make some parting comments in support of people who have chosen to serve on the city council.
You know, in the last 5 years, there's been council members I disagreed with and I agreed with, but I was always interested in their side of their angle, you know, what was their position on things. And I was thinking really hard, which is tough for me to do these days, and I couldn't think of one council member that didn't really think a lot of Petersburg and wanted nothing but the best for the city. So, you know, every debate we've had has been the result of studying the research, the public hearings, and the views of the other council members. And every decision made was made, I think, intelligently by them. Yeah. And so, you know, when people say the council members don't do their job, that's incorrect. They do. And it's a lot of work to read all this stuff and ask questions to get things answered.
Dwyer recommended Mayor Pro Tem Mark Jensen be appointed as the new mayor.
He's one that does his homework, and he's helped with our lobbyists, and he's handled almost everything. And I think he'd do a great job.
The council voted unanimously to appoint Jensen as mayor, and then they chose Councillor Sue Flint to be mayor pro tem, basically the vice mayor. Councillor Don Koenigs was out of town for Monday's meeting. Dwyer passed his gavel on to Jensen, who thanked his predecessor for 5 years of dedication to the city of Petersburg.
Al and I were elected at the same time when we first got on the council. It was October 2nd of 2007. And Al has served our community for those 5 years with compassion and courtesy. He always had time to listen to citizens' various opinions, complaints, and compliments, all treated the same. Al worked to keep council meetings on track and infused humor into the meeting whenever he could, which at times was needed. Al's been a great dignitary representing the city of Petersburg, and he welcomes all visitors, officials, and travelers. Because of who he is, we all know Al will continue to be a statesman for our community.
On behalf of the city, Jensen gave Dwyer a commemorative gavel, which Dwyer used for his last official act as mayor.
Let's take a 5-minute break.
Newly appointed Mayor Mark Jensen will serve in that post at least until the December 18th borough election. He's running unopposed for borough mayor, and if the borough vote fails, Jensen will remain the city's mayor until the 2013 local elections. Meanwhile, Dwyer's departure leaves a vacant council seat, and the city's asking for letters of interest from anyone who'd like to serve in that post. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.